From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. There was disappointing news about the job market today. The Labor Department reports that businesses added just 32,000 jobs to their payrolls in July, far fewer than economists had predicted. A separate report showed the unemployment rate fell slightly, 0.1% to 5.5%. Today's employment news sent the stock market sinking. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell to its lowest level this year. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
When the unemployment report for June turned out to be disappointing, a lot of economists dismissed it as an aberration. But the July report was even worse. Although the manufacturing sector gained 10,000 jobs, overall job growth was surprisingly weak. Sun Wonsohn is chief economist at Wells Fargo.
It was truly disappointing, much lower than expected. We are hoping that the economy is moving out of the soft patch, but clearly it's going to take a while longer.
The news sent the financial markets into a tizzy, with bond prices soaring and stocks falling. Many investors are betting the news will slow down the Federal Reserve's plan to raise interest rates. Today's report is not the first sign that the economy has slowed in recent months. The government says the overall growth rate fell from 4.5% to 3% during the second quarter of the year. Consumer spending declined in June at its fastest rate in almost 3 years. Meanwhile, oil prices reached another new high today. Lynn Reeser, chief economist at Bank of America Capital Management, says that may have had an impact on the job market.
It would appear that some of the slowdown that we saw in June in retail sales, in orders, the general economy may have caused some companies to pull back their hiring plans a little bit during July, wait for information to see if orders are indeed going to pick up.
Some economists also said the payroll numbers may not give a full picture of what's happening in the job market. The Labor Department also released a separate survey of U.S. households that painted a much stronger picture of job growth. Most economists generally consider the household survey less reliable than the payroll numbers, but Sun Wonsohn of Wells Fargo says this time that may not be the case.
Generally, when the economy is coming out of an economic slump, the household survey has really done a better job of counting people employed than the payroll survey.
Sohn says that's because the household survey is better at counting jobs at new firms and smaller companies. But Dean Baker, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, disagrees. He says the payroll numbers may miss some new jobs, but even when they're factored in, the job market is still weak. Baker says the economy benefited earlier this year because of some temporary factors.
What was going on in March and April and on into May was we had a big spurt associated on the one hand with some tax rebates going to people's pockets. On the other hand, there was a mortgage refinancing boom. Both of those have come to an end.
Now Baker says there's really nothing to drive the economy forward, and he expects growth to weaken over the next few months. Most economists are more optimistic right now. They say business confidence remains strong, and interest rates and inventories are low, all conditions that should benefit growth. But today's report is likely to leave a lot of people wondering whether the economy is really as strong as it appeared just a few months ago. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.